The Maruka Rashi says it means kli hosui miglal boker. Means a kli that's made from the shmutz of the imnur of the animal. That's such a kli you can't use. It has to be a choshev a kli, not a kli that's not choshev. Le miknei to be koina. Lafukim et Levi, not like Levi. The Yomer Levi says the kaler shomatne. That's the matne, the one that's telling. He has to use his handkerchief. Kamashma no le miknei. For le kenuye, the one that wants to be koina, but not the one that's telling it. In other words, the one that's buying it, he has to give the handkerchief. And that's the one that's telling it. The Papa Rama Lemute Magdaya comes to school. You can't use a Magdaya. You can't use the coin for Khalifin. Rav Zvid Vitem Rav Ashi Yama Lemute Isser Hanor. You can't use something that's also Banor. That cannot be used for Kinyan Khalifin. It has to be a Dovah Choshuv, and that's something that's also Banor. Ika the Amri Day. When we say Day, that's Omra Papa Lemute Magdaya the Kosher. No, it says the word they, Amra Papa Lamute Matbeya. That means to tell us you cannot use the Matbeya for Khalifin. Then the kosher, we write that it has to be kosher, Amra Zvid, Yitem Razvid, Lamute Yisuriano. It comes to tell us that Yisuriano is no good. That's for something that's kosher, something that you could use, you could have enjoyment from. That type of a kli could be used for Kinya Khalifin. But something that's also Bano, you can't use for Kinya Khalifin. But according to this shot, Avo Marika La Yitzrach. But Marika is just Kalin. That are made from the manure of an animal, I don't need a posik rush, it's lamein lakoni. The pshik is not kona. Since it's not choshev at all, that's not called a kli. I don't need a posik for that. These are your slaves of kinyan chalipin. The liyo kinyan chalipin is only with the kli of the kaina. You have to give it over and mash mos, so you're dafka with a kli and not with payus. And matveya money is no good. That's why the best thing is a handkerchief for kli. A kli is good. A hat you can do it with. That's it. Simon coin of some matveya. A Mishnah says when you want to buy a matveya, you want to buy a silver coin of somebody else, and you're given an asimon, that's a blank coin, has no tzur, no picture on it, it's good, because a blank coin is not called money, that's called like teret. So that's called like and as not called on that's a good kinyan chalipin. Coin of your matveya with a kinyan chalipin, it's like teret. Versus Maya Simon, what does Simon mean? Omarav Moyes Anisainis to Simon the Beis HaMerchus. Spoiled money has no picture on it that you give for a simon to the Beis HaMerchus. It's like a token. When you want to go to the Beis House, you have to give them a token. Mesvei Adakasha. It says, Ein Mechal in Maisa Sheni ala Simon. If you have your Paris of Maisa Sheni, you can't be Mechal on a simon. And a simon is not called a tzur. It doesn't have a picture on it. V'lo yal moyus ani toinus to simon the Beis HaMerchus. And not the type of coins that you give for a token to the Beis HaMerchus. So Chorot Mashmah is two separate things. The Klal is the proof here. The Asimon love Moyes and Yisunas the Simon the Beis HaMerchus. That the Asimon is not the same coin, the same token that's given to the Beis House. The Chitayim, maybe you tell me no. Perusha come a flourish. One is explaining the other one. That what do you give to the Beis HaMerchus? An Asimon. The Gemara says no. Well, the Tom Yochum, we did not learn like this. We learned Mechal in my Sheni al Asimon Diver Rabbi Doiso. Rabbi Doiso says you could be Mechal in my Sheni on an Asimon. It's enough of a coin. The chumbaim you know ain't mechalin. You cannot be mechalul ma'aseh sheni on a siman. It's not called a good coin. But it says clearly the shavim they both agree though shein mechalin al moyes ani sinus to siman on the Beis HaMerchus. But you cannot be mechal on the token that's given to by the Beis HaMerchus. Because it clearly it's two separate things. Someone says rather elu amar Rav Yechanan ma'aseh siman. What is a siman? I'll tell you that's pulsa, some type of a token, some type of a coin that has no pictures on it. Rashi says pulsa mechus et tzura. It has no picture on it at all. The korim loy plagin, a plaque, right?
Now he also Rav Yechon the timing. Rav Yechon goes to grant his own time, but he also said the sasimun is a keser shem loy tzura. It's a coin. The other Rav Yechon and says Yishino Rabbi Doisov Rabbi Shmuel Amru Dover Echod. They both said the same thing. Now Rabbi Doisov had Yamorin. Rabbi Doisov is what we just said. That Rabbi Doisov says you could be mechalol. Maisi Sheni, Allah Simon. Mash miyod, if you mechal, even though it doesn't have a tzur on it. And Yabbi Shmuel Mahi, what's Yabbi Shmuel bin? The Tanya we learned, the Pasuk says, the Tzatla Kesav Yedecho. You have to take what the when you have Paris of Maisi Sheni, and you put around money, it says, take the money to Yerushalayim. So Yabbi Shmuel Dashin's Le Rabbi's Kol Dover Anitzra Biyad. Anything that you hold in your hand, Dibur Rabbi Shmuel. So if Yabbi Shmuel holds, you don't have to have a special coin that has a tzur on it, that has a picture on it. But rather, any type of a coin is good. So since Rabbi Yechonen said that Rabbi Dais and Rabbi Shmuel said the same thing, and here we see clearly Rabbi Shmuel is marba, anything that doesn't have a coin, doesn't have a picture on it, some place also before meant to send a simon does not have a coin picture on it. But Rabbi Kiva, Makiva says no. Rabbi Kiva, Mel Rabbi is called Dover, Sheshal of Tzur. Rabbi Kiva holds no. You could only be Mechal of the Paris of Maitre Sheni onto money that has a Tzur on it, that has a picture on it. If it doesn't have a picture, that's not called the Postuk of a Tzar to a Keser B'yodecha. Here, then the Mishnah says, Ketzin Moshe Chemen of Paris, Lo Nosim Lo Hamoyes and Yechol Aftaboy. That if you make a Mashiach on Paris, that's a good Kenyan. But Mashma, not money. So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Tavah Torah Midi Reis and Moyes Koinis. Midi Reis is a good Kenyan, Kesef. Of Neymar Omru Mashiach according to one of the Midrabonin is it only Kenyan Mashiach? Because Gzeira Shema Yoyma Loi, maybe they'll tell you that Nisa Fokitech of Eliyah, like somebody burned down the wheat in your attic. So Mar says, Say, so what? Man the Shadid Lake of Boy Shalime, whoever lit the fire, like for half a minute, there's a mazik here. So whoever lit the fire, he'll have to pay for the damage that he did. Ella rather, Gzeira to Gzeira like this, that Shema toppled the lake of Bienis. Maybe a fire will break out by itself in your house. So it's like this, and burn down the wheat that you sold to somebody else. So therefore, imukmas lob rishu say, if we say what, even though somebody paid you the money for it, the kesef is not konui, but rather still belongs to you, then mosa nafshei torah hamatzel, then the owner of the chitim will be moisa nefesh to make sure to save it, make sure the fire doesn't burn it down. But we lie, but if we're going to say that the kesef was a good chinyan, that the wheat does not belong to him anymore, then loy mosa nafshei torah hamatzel, he won't work so hard to save it. That's why in the Rabbanu we say Kesef is not Kaina. Now Rosh Lakish Shom, Rosh Lakish says, no, Meshicha Mufreshes Menatayrit, Midi Raisa that you need Meshicha, that Kesef is no good by Metalkim. My time in the Rosh Lakish, what's Rosh Lakish is Tam? Omakro, the Pesuk says, V'chi Simkru Mimka Liyam Yisech, when you sell something to your friend, or Ikonim Yad Liyam Yisech, or you buy something from your friend. So we dash in, Konim Miyad means Dovra Nitna Miyad Liyad. You can only make the Kinyan with like a Meshicha that you hand over from hand to hand. Something you hand over like, and not the kesef. For Rabbi Yechonon Noma, miyad, that's what the pasuk says, miyad from hand to hand. Lamute karka, just means to say karka, to less be eino. This pasuk is talking about the union of eino, that you can't charge more than a sixth. So if you do it by karka, you show there's no pasuk of eino by karka. Like we'll see later on. For Shlokish, im kein, lichtoiv kro, the chisimkeru mimkar, miyad amisecho, al toinu, that's what the pasuk should have said. True, you can't sell and you can't charge more money. Oikon alomali. What do we need the pasuk bechlal of oikon miyad amisecha? That's extra. Shema mina. Therefore, it's kaput. It's coming to teach us with meshicha that the kinyan of metaltlim is only with meshicha, not with kesef. For Rabbi Yechanan, oikon amayavadle. What does he do with the pasuk of oikon? Mi boyle lekaratani. We need it like we learned. The chisim krumin kar al toinu. That means ein liyelo shenisan alakeich. Only if the lakeich was dripped, he paid too much money. That's an isa. Nisan amoychi minayin. How do we know if he paid too little? That the Moichel lost out. How do we know he could also have a din of Oino, he could be Mavatul and Nekach? Talmud Loimo Oikono Al Toinu. That it goes both ways. Whoever buys, whoever sells, on both of them it sells the din of Oino. For Rosh Lakish, Tarti Gomimine. Rosh Lakish runs out both things from this pasuk. True, that the din of Oino applies to both the Moichel and the Lekeach, and also that the Kinyan of Metatlim is only by Meshicha and not by money. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, whoever is holding on to the money, Yodel Eliyona, he has the hand, the upper hand. That means, what happened if somebody wanted to buy wheat and he paid money for it? So now, the Moicher that's holding on to the money, he has the upper hand. If he wants to be Chayzer, he can be Chayzer. But Lakeh, the one that's buying it, that paid the money already, he cannot be Chayzer. That's what Rav Shimon said in the Mishnah. So now it's like this. Iyam with Bishlenis, you're going to tell me, Moyes Koinais. That midi rice, look at Yechanan, money is a good kinyan. It's only midi rabbanan that money is no good. Mishimachi, therefore, moicher motzi hodabei, that the moicher he could retract. But lakeach le motzi hodabei, midi rabbanan we said lakeach can't retract anymore. Since he's not holding onto the money, he can't retract. Eli Yamavid, if you want to tell me, moyis enes koinois, that midi rice look at shlokish. Money is not the kinyan. If so, if you pay money for it, it means nothing. So then lakeach nami lehadabei. Even the lakeach that is not holding on to the money, he should also be able to retract. So Marian says, Omaluk Rosh Lakish says back, Ali Budu Rabbi Shimon Loikamina, true. According to Rabbi Shimon, I'm not talking about. According to Rabbi Shimon, I agree, he holds like Rabbi Yechanan that money is kind of Midiraisa. But Tikamina, when do I say that Midiraisa is no kinyan of money? Ali Budu Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan Shita, that holds both the lakeach and the Meicha could be Chayza. And nothing more says further. Bishlaim al Rosh Lakish is good according to Rosh Lakish. Hainu diyikah ben Rav Shimon and Rabbanan. That's what the machlokes is between the Bishimon and the Rabbanim. And this prat gufa, the Moses Kornis Midirais or not. Elul Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon, Ma'ika ben Yavashim and Rabbanim. What's the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanim? But if you tell me Midirais or Mois is Kornis, so then what's the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanim? If the Moicher could, if Lokeh could be Chayz or not. So Mois says, Ike benayu to Rabbi Chizit. The machlokes is between of Rabbi Chizit's halacha. The Yom Rabbi Chizit said, that keder of shatiknu meshicha b'moicherin, the same way that kind of meshicha by moicher when you sell something, kach tiknu meshicha b'lekuches, the same way there's a kinyan meshicha b'lekuches when you buy something. That Rabbi Shimon left like Rabbi Chizda, Rabbi Shimon does not hold like Rabbi Chizda, Rabbanan is lord Rabbi Chizda, Rabbanan hold from Rabbi Chizda. Rashi says what Rabbi Chizda means to say is that keder of shatiknu meshicha b'moicherin, that means lach the boy, ha moicher calls the man shle moshach alakech. The Kozman the Lakeh, the one that's buying you, did not make a Meshicha, so Moichah has a right to retract. So Kach, Tiknu Chachon, Meshicha Lakeh. Midlach the boy, the Shvilois of Takon Atzmo, the Nisav Ritecho, the Koshkain, Kimuknas Lachazor, and Nami Vishus Lakeh, Mosa Navshe HaMoichah. But the same way the Rabbonin made, this is the Rabbonin Shita, that Lakeh also has a right to be Chayzer. Like Rabbi Yochanan said before, we give the right of Lakeh to be Chayzer, in order that the Moicha should watch carefully the wheat, in case there's a fire in his house, he should be the most nefesh to save it. And the Shrakash, Rav Shimon doesn't know from this. Rav Shimon holds no, only the Moicha has the right to be Chayzer. For him there's a kinyan of Meshicha. Vashem kum for Lakeach, there's no takon of Meshicha. The takon wasn't meant for Lakeach. If he paid money, then Lakeach cannot be Chayzer. That's the Machlokes according to Rabbi Yochanan between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. Kanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Abul Amru, it was said, Misha Poru mi Dorham Abul, whether it paid back punishment to Dorham Abul, who also li Poru mi Misha, and then Bidiburai. Hashem will pay back punishment to one who doesn't hold his words. See, I'm with Bishlai, the Moy is Koina, if you tell me now with your eyes, the money is Koina, Bishamachi Koi Biyavul. That's why he's Koina with the kin, with the curse. Because there is a Kenyan of Moyes, so then you're not allowed to retract. I mean, even if you're allowed to retract, there are Kopon and Rabon will Machma give a curse. Early, I'm with the more you're saying, because according to Resh Lakish, that money is not crony at all. Am I koy the yavul? Why has he got a curse for retracting? He didn't do anything. And the Gemara Mishum Devarim, because of words, since he said he would do it, if he retracts, for that alone he gets a Mishaparo. For the Gemara of Devarim, me koy the yavul, just because he said something and you retract now, it would be a Mishaparo because of Devarim. So most of us say, Tanya, yes, there is a such a Mishaparo. The Shimonayim, Afa Pisham, Motalos Koyna, Dinazov, the end in Azov Koyna, Talos, Mikol Mokam, Kachalocha. That's the halacha. Havalamu mishapor miyanchi dera mabul miyanchi dera flogu miyanchi is done the amaru misfaying biyam who also be pori mishrei no aymen b'diburei. Ve'naisim naisim b'divorim lekona. Ve'echta bayin v'lachom v'lecha menu. Alright, Mishem will start over again this last Gemara in the next faith.
You're holding off Mem Ches Samar Aleph on top. Again, last Gemara just was to the Shalom we said that Moyes is not koina. If you give money to buy metaltlim, so money is not a kinyan. But if you're trapped, you get a mishaparo. So my is the question, according to Resh Lakish, that learns me, the Yeraisa, money is not a kinyan. So if salt, you gave money to buy something, and then you retract, so the Mishnah says you get a mishaparo, you get a curse. So the question is why? What do you get a curse for? The kinyan didn't take place at all. So Gemara says, what you have to answer is mishum devarim. Because even though there's no kinyan by paying money, but you said at least that you would sell it. If I gave you money for your hat, you told me that you'll give me the hat. So if you attract and don't give it to me, you get a mishapar because of Dvarim. Because you said you would do something and you're not doing it. So my last kasha was, oh, but Dvarim, Mikoy, Biyobl, is that true? If you only say you do something and you don't do it, do you get a curse?